Okie dokie. So we're doing the Malacha of Kosev. Okay, the Malacha of Kosev, which is in Shabbos. It's a Mishnah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Second Mishnah. Okay. So I guess we'll start off with the Mishnah. So it says, HaKosev Shtei Osios. So the shear for writing is two letters. Okay? Almost under all circumstances. So basically, if you write two letters, Bein Bimino Bein Bismolo, right hand or left hand. Okay, not so simple. Bein mishem echad, bein mishtei shemos. So what does that mean, shtei shem echad or shtei shemos? So Rashi says, bein mishem echad shteim alfen. It means that both letters have the same name. So it means they have the same name. Aleph, for instance. Beis is a name. Gimel is a name. So it means shtei shem echad means if they're both the same letter. And shtei shemos means they're two different letters. So it doesn't matter whether you write the same letter twice or if you write two different letters. Okay, that's what the Mishnah is saying. And that's what Rashi says, Shnehem Alfen. So Aleph, Aleph, if you write Aleph twice, it's Yechayv. Okay, fine. Beish Mishtei Simanios. So Osama Manios. So this depends on the Gersa here, but Achas B'Diyo V'Achas B'Sikra. So there's two different kinds of inks. Fine. B'chol Lashon. So it doesn't matter basically what language you write in. Okay, it doesn't matter if you're in English letters, it's irrelevant. Okay, fine. Okay, good. So that's so chayev. Amar Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to get to Rabbi Yossi. But it's not clear what he's saying. Lo chivuch shtei osios elo mishem roshem. Because the chiyah for two letters is only for roshem. Okay, roshem means like marking, I guess you could call it. Like a reshima is like a list or a mark, I guess. Impression. What? An impression? Okay, make an impression. So Yechai for two letters is because of Roshem. Shekach kosim al krashem ha-mishkan leida ezo benzugo. So this is what they wrote on the beams of the Mishkan to know which was which one's partner. Okay, so those, I mean, Rashi. So simin shahayu osim v'krashe ha-meshkan m'mnei shemefarkin oso. They take it apart v'chashiyakumu lo yechalfu seder krashen. They wouldn't mix up the order of the beams, so they'd number them. They'd write like letters or numbers or simanim, whatever, on them. Okay? Some sort of simin. V'atzer Reb Yossi l'meimar d'afilo kosav elo rosham shtei reshimas ba'alma l'simin chayev. So he's saying is that even if you don't write letters, but you just make two marks for a simin, so then you're going to be chayev. Okay, presumably he's saying, according to Rashi at least, that you don't need to actually write a real tzuras os. So you make little triangles or whatever it is that's going to be a mark, which is going to make it be a simen. It doesn't matter if it's actually a letter. Okay, like kosev seems to be restricted to like a letter, but rosham is like a mark or an impression. It doesn't really have to have a tzuras os. So that's presumably seems like in the Tanakhama he's actually talking about osios. Kosev shtei osios. You need osios. So it seems like the Tana this Shita Rabbi Yossi is saying is you don't need osios. So that's why it's fine. We'll take up Rabbi Yossi. We'll take him up. You'll see the Ram Perish Mishnayos is a very interesting take on Rabbi Yossi also. But let's leave him go for a little bit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Matzino Shem Katan Mishem Gadol Shem Mishimon Mishmon Nach Menachar Menachar Dan Medaniel Megad Megadiel. So it means Ha'atul Shem Rabbi Yehuda Dafigot Shel Nigmar Malachto Shneskavin Lichtov Teva Gadola. Because of miktsas, so if you're trying to write a long word, Shmuel, and you only write miktsas of it, two letters, shame, the also miktsas have yateva hamiskayemes b'makom acher, and that miktsas is a word which has kiyam, which lasts in another place, chayev. So you're chayev, so if you're trying to write Shmuel and you write shame, you're chayev. Okay? Implying if you're trying to write some other name, and the first two letters, Yehuda, I guess, now it has to be some word which where the first two letters aren't a name, aren't a word. Seems like you wouldn't be chayef, right? Aaron. Which we'll have to get, yeah, Aaron, right, A-A. Okay, so that would be, then it wouldn't work, right? It sounds like that's what he's saying. But let's say you wrote A-A. I mean, this is interesting, because let's say you just wrote A-A, straight. So it'd be chayef or pater. Just off the go, you just go, you say, write A-A. According to Rashi, the Mishnah. Chayev. It says, maybe Mishem Echad. So you write two A's, even though it doesn't spell anything. Chayev, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to write Aaron, and you write A-A, and you stop there, then what do you say from Rashi on the Mishnah? Potter. Because it's saying is, if you're trying to write a long word, and you write a miktsas, but that miktsas is a word somewhere else, so it's Mekayim. All the examples in this Mishnah are, Noach mi Nachor, Dan mi Daniel, God mi Gadiel, right? Shem mi Shimon. So it seems all those examples are where where the word actually is a word elsewhere. Okay, and Rashi is also making a point to that. In other words, if you're trying to write Aaron and you just write A, you'd be Potter. So that's going to be a problem, and we're going to have to explain why that is. Yeah, also, even if it's two different letters, if you're trying to write a long word, let's say, Shealtiel, Shin Aleph, but Sa is also a word. But whatever, you pick up a word which where the first two letters are not a word. Okay, so if you're trying to write the long name and then you just leave off, you only write two letters and you stop there. So it seems if it's not a word, you're not going to be chayiv, because that's what Rashi is saying, is that it has to be miskayim b'makteva. You also mixas have your teva miskayemus b'makom acher chayiv. That mixas is a word in some other place. So I guess it goes in manavshach. Do if you write two letters stam, it doesn't seem to have to spell anything. I mean, aleph doesn't spell anything, and you write two letters stam, it doesn't have to spell anything. You just write any two letters. Okay, ayin aleph, whatever, it doesn't matter. Aleph. But if you're writing a long word and then you get whatever, you stop after two letters, then you're only going to be chayiv if those two letters are a word. It's zero.
Nothing to do with the same letter or different.
No, that's a different discussion, right? Nothing to do with the same letter or different. I just happened to choose that example. But nothing to do with the same or different. Right. Let's leave this problem. This is a problem we'll hopefully get to, okay? It's a good problem. Okay, but there's a Gemara on it. There's a Gemara on this thing. Okay, so for the time being, according to our Mishnah, so just for the summarize our Mishnah according to Rashi, if you write two letters, any two letters, let's say Ayin Aleph, which doesn't matter if it's a word or not, you can be chayiv. If you write the same letter, also Aleph, doesn't matter, you can be chayiv. So basically, you need to write two letters. That's the punchline. You write two letters, you intend to write two letters, you write two letters, doesn't matter what the letters are, you can be chayiv. Okay, that's Rashi. Straight, simple. Okay, so we're doing the Rambam. So the Rambam seems to argue on Rashi. Okay, so it's Rambam Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchos Shabbos Halachiyot. A kosev os kfula. If my gear says wrong, someone correct me here. A kosev os kfula. Pamayim. So if you write, this is not clear what he means, but I can't make any sense of it. So I'm just going to go with the simple.
He's trying to stress it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a double. So if you write a repeated letter. Twice. Okay? It's Aleph. Bez, Gimel. Right? So what's Halacha? You repeat the same letter. I mean, unless you say he means you write actually four letters. Which doesn't, I don't know why he would be doing that. There's no indication.
Huh?
His examples don't seem to be that way. So I don't know why he said that. So it seems better. Vuhu, Shem Echad. And when you write it as twice, it is a name. Okay? Or a word. Okay, Kemo, Dad, Tat, Gag, Rar, Sas, Sas, Chach, Chayev. What do you have?
Rar, Tat, and Gag.
Rar, Tat, and Gag?
Yeah.
Okay, so the different gears is only have Rar, Tat, and Gag. Okay, it's expanded. But the point is these are words, right? I think that's the point here. At least they're supposed to be. Right? Fine, so that's basically the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, so the two letters, if you write the same letter repeated, okay, let's call it an os kfula, okay? From here on in, we're going to say the same exact letter repeated. We're going to call it os kfula, okay? And two letters, it'll be two different letters, os kfula will be the same. So if you write os kfula, according to the Rambam, so you're only chayev if it spells a word. But if it doesn't spell a word, you're not chayev. But if, for instance, let's say you write two different letters, then it doesn't say anything, it has to spell a word. No one says that. He just says, like a test. Doesn't say they have to spell anything. Okay, never. It doesn't say that anywhere. It's only by Os Kfula that the Rambam introduces this halacha, they have to spell something. And that's, I guess, the problem. And Rashi seems simpler. By the way, in case you want to argue and think that the Rambam holds, it doesn't have to spell a word. So you know who you're arguing with. The Maggid Mishnah learns this way. He says, V'nir medivra Rabbeinu, she'eno chayev elek she'en she'em echad, rotza lomar, Sheish lahem kavana. They mean something. Gon elu, gag, tat, dar, shekosav. Aval alev alef, de azreko, kiyotze bahen, sheino mila, eno chayev, v'cheiner men agamah. So he's learning also, shem echad, what it means, where they actually mean something. So what do you mean with shtei shemos? Shtei shemos must mean, I guess the Ram could learn, shem echad means where they go together, they mean something. And then Shtei Shemos is if they're two different letters, then they don't even have to mean anything. You have to explain it, though. I mean, you have to get the svara for it. I mean, how he's going to read the Gemara. But, I mean, that's what Magen Mishnah learned. I think otherwise it's repetitive. Now it's already repetitive, but I don't think that's a good helps, you know? And I think that's what he's learning. And his examples also. I mean, firstly, only three examples. Rashi just gives one example. And his three examples happen to all be words. And Rashi's example is not a word. Aleph, Aleph. Simplest example. Start right at the beginning when you're jumping to a thing which happened to be words. So, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that's what I'm holding. It's a good question how he reads the Gemara. Maybe we could explain it at the end of the day. But I think Shem Echad here means, and that's the way the Ma'amar is learning Shem Echad means. Okay. So I guess in a certain sense, Rashi is simpler because he's consistent. He says the Kosev has nothing to do with writing words. You don't have to write a word. You just write a letter, two letters. So who cares whether you're spelling a word or you're not spelling a word. If you write Aleph Ayin, you're Chayiv, whether it spells a word or not. If you write Aleph Aleph, you're Chayiv. They're two letters. But the Rambam's learning, no, they have to be different, unless if they're the same, then if it spells a word, then you're okay. So the question is, I guess the Rambam's the harder position here. And if you want to say that the Rambam holds, that they have to spell a word, right, which it sounds like from this halacha, but then it's not true. Because then why, when you write an aleph ayin, or something like that, then you don't have to spell a word. And that's what it sounds like, a dual system here. To summarize, the case of Machlokes is that you write Aleph Aleph. According to Rashi, Achayev, according to Rami Apata. Because it doesn't spell anything. But anything the first one didn't already do. See, if you have Aleph Beis, so now a letter is the unit, which is a conveyance, and now it's a shear. The shear is you have another, a further conveyance. Again, but if you have the same exact letter, you're not conveying anything more than the previous thing did. Now, if you'll say, oh, it's something, right? Because it doesn't mean anything in its own right. But then it's a miktas. That ain't what you got to. But then it's a miktas. Like, same thing. You're not conveying anything more. Right? Question. The share of two is the share you have a lot of malachas. Is that one thing when you do a malacha? It's like by stitching. You have it comes up. It's like insignificant in their own right, and you need a shear. You need to like be found in its own right. Is it just nothing? There's no such thing like that. So there's just two independent things. What makes what unifies them is that they actually is a word. That's what unifies them. It says this isn't just gimel, but it's gag because there's such a word like that. But otherwise, it's just the letter. Just the same thing. You just convey it. A guy says ga, ga. You could have said ga, ga by looking at one, or a bay, ba, ba. You could say one bay and just read it over a lot of times. It's not any more of a conveyance. Okay, so if you have aleph ayin, so I'd say you've conveyed a, and then ayin noise. That's, you know, as you've done the conveyance twice. Because you're conveying two different things. It's not a word. I'm not saying it's a word. It's two separate things, but you've conveyed twice. You're doing two things. You're conveying two different things. You want a guy to have the idea of ah in his mind, then you want him to have the idea of ayin in his mind. So the way you do that is you put aleph and you put ayin. So the guy looks at it and he thinks, oh, that's two things. Let's call it a sound, an idea. He has two ideas in his head. Two sound, that sound and that sound. But if he has the word aleph, he doesn't have two ideas, it's the same thing. He had the sound off in his head, and now you say, okay, you could just hold the thought, or you could just tell him stop, and now read that sound again. It's the same exact thing. There's no greater conveyance.
What about Kafka?
So the Ram's idea is that an os has no value other than its conveyance. And therefore, if you write aleph, aleph, there's no value to the second aleph. It's not doing anything. It's not a shear. You can't be mashal in the shear of two from another aleph because it's not more of a conveyance, the same conveyance. But the rests on the idea that the value of an os and the productivity of an os is in its conveyance, is in the impact it makes on the mind of the reader. But Rashi learns that an os is a structure. It's true, maybe the reason why people write letters is because conveying, that's all very nice. But bottom line is, halacha recognizes an os as a structure. There's a physical structure to an os and you've created an aleph. And now you've created another aleph. So they're like two structures. Just like if you have two buildings next to each other, they're two separate buildings. Now they may function the same way, but an os is a structure. And the shear is, you have to create two structures. So you've created two structures, an aleph and an aleph. They happen to be the same structure. Who really cares if they're the same structure? It's nothing to do with it. The only way that matters is if you say that an os is a conveyor, and then you say you can't convey the same thing twice. There's no reality to double. It's the same exact thing. You know what I mean? But in the mind, It's like a non-physical thing. It reminds me of like my Achdus Hashem, you know, the Rambam. It's like if you're the same exact if God, you can't be two gods. God's non-physical, so you have the exact same thing, which is non-physical, or the exact same thing. If you have book and book, what differentiates them is they occupy two different spaces. You know what I mean? But if it's a concept, if God is the same exact God, you can't have the same exact non-physical God twice. What does that mean there too? It's just one thing. It doesn't exist in play in space. There's only one thing. There's no idea. What do you mean two? So he says, in an idea, there's no such thing as, if it's the same exact idea, you can't repeat it. It's the same exact idea. But that's if you say an os is a conveyor of an idea, then you can't repeat it. There's no value to it. But if an os is a physical spatial entity, so now you have two of them.
Because
definitely two is an idea of shear. According to everybody, if I write one letter, I'm involved in the productivity of Kosev. But it lacks the shear. Productivity is like a quality, but then there's a quantity. That's shear. So the productivity is one when I have one. But two is a shear in productivity. So if, according to Rashi, the productivity is a structure of an os. So now what I need more, I need to have a shear of it. So I have two of them, it's a shear. But according to Rambam, the productivity is a conveyance. But it's only a single conveyance. So you need to give a chashivas through two. But you could also give a chashivas through an entity of a word. That's intrinsically chashiv. Then you don't need. Or you could give it because it's one oath, but it's completing a Sefer Torah. That also gives a chashivas. You know? It's actually good. That's why the Sefer Torah ends up being good. That's like, it's not intrinsically two. It's one, but one has to be chashiv. So you can give a chashivas out its function vis-a-vis a book. Yeah, that's good. David's saying good. It could be that Rambam's going to learn Shem Echad and Sheshem. It's the opposite from the Rambam, from Rashi, I guess, right? Because Shem Echad means it's one conveyance. What's it conveying? Gag. Okay, Gag, a word. That's a one conveyance, which has chashivas in its own right. Chashivas in its own right. But then you could have a conveyance. Shtei Shemos means it's like two conveyances. So Aleph Ayin. It's two different. Oh, no, it's the same as Rashi. Same in the way he's reading it. But Shtei Shemos means it's two conveyances. Alvayim. But if it's the same exact letter, it's one conveyance, but it's the conveyance gets chashivos from the fact that it's a word. And the Torah Beis Aleph would be both, I guess. You could look at it as a Shem Echad, or you could look at it as a word, you could look at it as letters. I mean, we'll get to that. That's where it gets interesting. But yeah, it could be both. Under both frameworks, it would be chayiv. It's a word and it's letters. Okay, so what I'd like to do next, so maybe we'll sharpen it up a little bit more. And next, I'd like to take up this Rosh Hashem issue. So the Rosh Hashem issue, you got to look at the Rambam. You look at the Rambam. You look at the Gemara also, by the way. And maybe read the Gemara till the two dots. First Gemara. It's short. It's an easy Gemara. Yeah, and yeah, the Rambam Pirush was nice. I mean,
Rambam
Pirush was nice on Rosh Hashem. No, not that Rosh Hashem. Okay. I think there are two ideas of Rosh Hashem. Don't look at that Rambam and Halacha Yedayin. But you can look at it, but. If you get confused, I think it's different. Miri, I don't know. You don't say it to Miri. Ram Pirush Mishnayos, Rashi, this Gemara until the two dots, it brings in Rabbi Yossi. Figure out what's the deal with Rosh Hashem. You'll see the Rambam's cryptic. See, the Mechas Chinuch gave up on the Rambam. He doesn't understand what he saw. He doesn't understand it.
Yeah,
see, it's a little weird.
That case of having,
yeah, his case.
What do you say it's Mishnah Rosh Hashem and
Kosev? From what?
Whether it's
hard to figure out what the difference between Rosh Hashem and Kosev. He seems like also he has two avos. Sounds like Rambam has 40 malachos. Sounds like he'll say, but yeah, it's not clear. It's very hard to figure out the Rambam. And then Rashi, you know.